lucky today. Was sitting at the bar. I bought the house a double and the waitress a new car. Dwight Yoakam's in the corner trying to catch my eye. Lyle Love is right beside me with his hand upon my thigh. Moral of the story is simple but it's true. Hey, the stars might lie, but the numbers never do. I feel lucky. Oh, 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 I feel lucky. I feel lucky today.
Woo! Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Republicans winning enough seats to control the House of Representatives. ABC News projecting that. That means that the GOP does have control of all of Congress and the White House. President-elect Donald Trump's pick for Attorney General, staunch loyalist Matt Gaetz, a former Florida congressman, if confirmed, he would lead the Department of Justice, which for years led an investigation into Gaetz for alleged sex trafficking. That investigation has since been dropped. For Director of National Intelligence, Trump has chosen former Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard, who left the Democratic Party and became another loyal Trump supporter. The new attorney general in Los Angeles County, California, not as willing to release the Menendez brothers based on new evidence.
There will be no cloud over whatever decision I do, because I will spend the time to thoroughly review the facts and the law.
Nathan Hochman, the brothers killed their parents in 1989, but the outgoing DA has been pushing for them to get out of prison. This is ABC News. The on-again, off-again plan for congestion pricing in New York City, tolling drivers going into parts of Manhattan, appears to be on again. New York Governor Kathy Hochul paused it over the summer, but is expected to fire it back up again later today. Here's ABC's Phil Tate in Manhattan.
The governor's announcement comes a day before the start of a court case from those in support of congestion pricing challenging this pause. We can also expect some legal challenges from those who are against this new revised plan. Now, the MTA is expected to have a board meeting just next week to now approve these new price points and ask for when this could all go into effect. We're told it could all be a reality by December 29th.
Sources say under the new plan, the cost would be cut from $15 to $9. Four people in California now under arrest, accused of insurance fraud after they say a bear rampaged through their luxury cars. Wildlife experts say the video they provided was actually a person in a bear costume. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain, who's in northern Wisconsin, needs to know. Saturday, November 23rd, from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m., the West Avenue Band will be at the Big Dipper. They invite you to join them for opening hunting season, where they'll be sure to deliver the heat after a long day in the cold. If you love traditional classic rock with a twist, then you're in for a treat. The West Avenue Band describes themselves as a grooving hard rock power trio, hailing from the northwoods of Wisconsin and heating up the trail like no other trio on the circuit, inspired by the rock gods of past and present. Once again, this is happening Saturday, November 23rd from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. out on Shady Knoll Road at the Big Dipper. Wisconsin has decided that winter has arrived, bringing to us a snowstorm that could be striking the Midwest about the same time as another hurricane heads for the west coast of Florida. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has the details.
A snowstorm could be striking the Midwest about the same time as another potential hurricane heads for the west coast of Florida. Up here, a big low-pressure system tracks our way and stalls out by Lake Michigan. As it takes a dip to the south, it drags cold temperatures throughout the state, which, of course, will likely flip rain to quickly accumulating snowfall Tuesday night and into Wednesday, and it could linger longer. The weather pattern is shifting from a strong El Nino to a weak La Nina. Here's Matt Friedline with the National Weather Service.
So a weak La Nina tends to be better for that, to keep it snowing that in frequent systems, the Alberta Clippers, as we say. So a lot of nickel and dime snow opportunities, more frequent cold air intrusions too.
Meanwhile, Tropical Depression 19 is set to soak up the warm waters of the Gulf this weekend and has its sights set on Florida, possibly making landfall at the same exact time the snow strikes us. And it's expected to reach hurricane strength tomorrow, taking on the name Sarah.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. David J. Raleigh, 86, of Prentice, passed away on Thursday, November 7th, with his family by his side. David was a devoted husband to his wife of 60 years, Rosemary Raleigh, a loving father to his daughters, Nancy Otto of Rhinelander and Jane Odberg of Midlothian, Virginia, and his son, Neil Raleigh of Merrill. He is further survived by his brother Arthur, by his sister Mary Ann, and survived also by his five grandchildren, in addition to his great-grandchildren and special nieces and nephews. A massive Christian burial will be held on Saturday, November 16th at St. John's Catholic Church in Prentice, visitation from 9 a.m. until the time of the service at 11 a.m. This has been the funeral notice for David J. Raleigh, age 86, of Prentice. Karen Louise Lukes, 73, of Prentice, passed away on November 5th. Karen is survived by her two sons, Jason and Robbie Hollingsworth, by her sister Teresa Lukes, by her brothers Frank, Chuck, and Paul Lukes. Survived also by her daughters-in-law, by her grandchildren, and by her great-grandchildren. A celebration of life for Karen will be held on Monday, November 25th, from 12 noon to 4 p.m. This will be held at the Railroad Avenue Recreation Center in Prentice. The Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Karen Louise Lukes, 73, of Prentice. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
Bucks win a thriller. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks were down by 18, but came roaring back to force overtime on the way to a 127-120 win over the Pistons last night in Milwaukee. The Bucks were shorthanded. Doc Rivers.
No Dame, no Chris Middleton, no Bobby Portis. So we're down to one living point guard on our team.
Giannis finished the night with 59 points and talked about what he told the younger players filling in.
You know, don't take these moments for granted. It's easy for me to kind of fold and say, oh, guys are out. But no. We at the end of the day, you are here to do a job, which is compete.
NFL, the Packers face the Bears in Chicago Sunday. I asked Lucas Van Ness, who's going to replace Preston Smith on defense after he was traded to the Steelers.
Regardless who's here, it's always been a next up mentality. Whether it's myself, Mosby, Cox, JJ, we're all ready just to kind of fill in and help where we can. And that still stays the same.
That's Packers defensive end Lucas Van Ness with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shanna Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1243.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
weather. It is going to be partly to mostly cloudy today with a high of 49 this afternoon. The wind will be light out of the north. Tonight, 31. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 50. We'll have clouds and a few sprinkles as we head into Saturday, Sunday with highs in the upper 40s to low 50s both days. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37. 98 Q
Country. I've been doing stand-up comedy since I was 24 years old. I am now 40. Oh, thank you for cheering for that part. I'm getting older. I'll be honest, having a hard time with it. I thought I was going to be the girl that no matter what age I was just going to embrace it. Like, that's me. Yes, queen. Yes. Turns out that's something you say in your 20s. Then you get to your 40s and you're like, ooh, no, queen. What happened? Oh, no. That's too much eyelid. It's scary getting older. It's scary for women getting older. Because men, if you get gray hair, that's sexy. That's salt and pepper. Ay. Women, we get gray hair and it's like, oh. What happened? That's not fair. I gotta start changing some things about my life. I can't keep shopping at the same stores I used to shop at. Like Forever 21? No, you're not. Turns out that was a lie. I cannot be in line behind some 21-year-old buying the same dress as her. She's out here living her best life. I'm trying to remember to take my vitamins.
Oh my gosh.
Wake up.
It's a great day to be alive.
Time to shine.
98 Q Country.
Cloud of dust that leads back to a field filled with pickup trucks. Got old Hank cranking way up loud. Got coolers in the back, tailgates down. There's a big fire burning, but don't be alarmed. It's just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. It's been on a tractor, ain't seen Becky all week. Somebody said they seen them headed down to the creek. Farmer Johnson's daughter's just pulled up in a Jeep. Man, he knows how to grow them, if you know what I mean. Old Dave's getting loud, but he don't mean no harm. We're just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. Well, you can come as you are. There ain't no dress code, just some rule route rules that you need to know. Don't mess with the bull, he can get real mean. Don't forget to shut the gate, stay out of the beans. If it starts to rain, we'll just head to the barn. We're country boys and girls getting down on the farm. Charge just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. Ain't no closing time, ain't no cover charge, just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. Oh, let's get down, y'all. Stay out of that hay.
I
grab my phone. You don't wanna come out, but you don't wanna be alone. It don't take but two to have a little soiree. If you're in the mood, sit tight right where you are, babe, cause I'll be at your door in 10 minutes. Whatever you got on, girl, stay in it. You ain't gotta leave the house to have a good time. I'm gonna bring the good time home to you. We'll have a whatever you got on, baby, stay in it. You ain't gotta leave the house to have a good time. I'm gonna bring the good time home to you. We'll have a house party. We don't need nobody. Turn your TV off. Break that boombox out. We'll wake up all the neighbors till the whole block hates us and the cops show up and try to shut us down. If you're gonna be a homebody, we're gonna have a house party. If you wanna be a homebody, we're gonna have a house party.
Now it's time.
All right, magic time.
Why do you listen?
Because it makes me feel so good.
Hey, I'm just looking for a good time.
I love
98Q Country.
She was staring out the window of their SUV, complaining, saying, I can't wait to turn 18. She said, I'll make my own money and I'll make my own rules. Mama put the car in park out there in front of the school. And she kissed her head and said, I was just like you. You're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. These are some good times, so take a good look around. You may not know it now, but you're gonna miss this. Before she knows it, she's a brand new bride in her one bedroom apartment, and her daddy stops by. He tells her it's a nice place. She says it'll do for now. Starts talking about babies and buying a house. And daddy shakes his head and says, baby, just slow down, 'cause you're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days had
time gone by so fast. These are some good times, so take a good look. Of my own. One's 36, one's 23. It's hard to believe, but you're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. These are some good times, so take a good look.
Dasha with Austin, D-A-S-H-A, if you're spelling, playing morning show crossword puzzle at home. That's Dasha, an IDAQ, Joel in the morning show at 25 minutes after 7 o'clock. Hope you are well on a Thursday morning. It'll be a mild day today. Temperature is pushing 50. Might be able to get outside and push some leaves around and stuff like that. The transition, I don't know about you, but the transition from the warm fall weather to the cooler winter type weather is it can be tough for some. Now if you're kind of a farmer, and if you're you know, a person who lives out in the rural parts and you got the ATVs and stuff like that, maybe not so much. Still got to bundle up a little bit more. But I'm talking about, you know, folks who live in the city like to go outside, maybe dabble in the yard and go for a walk or whatever like that. The cold makes, there's decisions to be made on whether or not you're gonna go out and do and do that stuff. You know, bundle all up and stuff like that. Looks like we may get transitioned into winter next week. There's a possibility of some snow moving in. But right now, the temperatures are too warm for that. So if the temperatures stay where they say they're going to be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I don't see it. But that's a ways away. Could change. Today, tomorrow should be very nice, close to 50. And the winds will be very light today, light and variable. All right, Thursday morning, we're going to get Gray out at Wheelway. That the after-the-sale event continues, and he'll be checking in later this morning. We're going to send him out and about here today. What else do we have going on here today? John, have you ever watched the show The Office? Very popular show. Runs in syndication now. Well, John Krasinski, who was on The Office, has been voted People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive. Now, you don't have to accept this. If you don't accept this, they will name somebody else. But it's still there. And he's one of those guys, you know, sometimes people pop onto the scene like the Brad Pitts and the Matthew McConaughey's, and you're like, good looking, whatever. But this guy kind of grew into the character. He kind of grew up, I want to say grew up on TV. What was he, in his 20s when he was on The Office? And now apparently he is the sexiest man alive. No word yet on whether or not he has officially accepted that. I mean, why wouldn't you? Is that the reason why nobody here on the 98Q staff, you know, me or DJ Rick or Gray, none of us have been received that award yet? Or maybe we did and we just didn't accept it. That could be a possibility. Could be one of the two. I don't know which one it is. Today is National Pickle Day, by the way. So celebrate however you... It's a pretty big deal. King Charles turned 76 today. The number of E. coli bacteria cases linked to the McDonald's quarter pounder, the onions on the quarter pounder is what they say it's linked to. It's up to 104 now. 104. If they go any higher, they're going to have to put that... We're going to replace the billions and billions served with that out front. People, I think, probably avoiding the quarter pounder, I guess. Everything else seems to be just fine. We're going to get Mike Clemens in here tomorrow to talk sports. We haven't talked to Mike in a while. He's our civic media sports guy who's in the locker rooms for the Packers and the Bucks and all that stuff. And he wants to come on tomorrow and talk about this Packer-Bear game and the rivalry. So he'll join us live on the air a little bit after 8 o'clock, and that'll be tomorrow morning. This cyclone continues to cause some problems at the as we wind down the hurricane season. Still a little bit uncertain if it's going to cause any issues down there in the southern part of our country. What else do we have going on here today? I had an observation the other. I don't know how I came about this, but I always think about how things change as you get older into your 40s and 50s. You think about how things that have gone away from when you were younger to now, and you didn't even think about it and didn't even realize it. And just like, oh, yeah, I remember. I remember I had to get up and turn the channel on the TV. I remember when people used to say, I'm getting a color TV. No, it's just you're getting a TV. There's no option one way or the other. One thing that I noticed that I've never heard anybody have this outlook before, so I'm feeling pretty good that I'm breaking new ground here, is schools. And when we built schools, we needed to build bigger and better schools, obviously. And we couldn't do that where they currently were, so it's not really anybody's fault, but the transition of schools from being in the center of small towns to being outside of the center of town, most of them out in the rural areas or the outskirts of town, I think that's a big transition. Because I don't know about you, but where I grew up, if the school was not in town, there were several businesses in that town that would not have existed. like there was a drugstore that all the kids went to. You know, it was an economy within itself. It really was, that kids would go there over the lunch hour and after school. And it's nobody's fault. I mean, we had to update the schools, and you can't really, like, put it where the current school is, because what do you do in that year transition? But that is something, if you think about it, a lot of the schools are, you know, out in the rural or outskirts of town. If those were right in the heart of downtown like they used to be, how would that change the economy of a small town? Those are the things that I think about. So can we slide them back? I think when we pass referendums and we build new schools, we should put them back in the downtown. I don't know where. It would have to be like a 12-story building, because there's not enough room anymore in the downtown. One of our one of our businesses of the month is Bader Sports Center. When you're out hunting, you need all the stuff to stay warm and all the ammo and stuff like that. Everything you need for your hunting, it's right there. The Hunter's Mall is Bader Sports Center. They're right next to Pick and Save, right on Highway 13 in Phillips. The Bucks win again last night. They didn't have anybody playing, only Giannis and then a bunch of other guys, and they managed to win it. So there's optimism for the Bucks. It's a long NBA season. The NBA has changed, where people are not pushing and playing every game. They're just trying to get into the playoffs and then try to have everybody healthy, because it's a physical game. So it's a different season. You don't see teams winning, you know, the 60-65 games, the really good teams, because they'll just rest players. They'll just rest them before they get to that point. We'll talk about the Shawamigan schools. We do that each Thursday morning. Our district administrator, Kyle Cronin, will be in just a little bit to get us updated. Twice an hour, though, we get you news and sports, so let's get that right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Republicans winning enough seats to control the House of Representatives. ABC News projecting that means that the GOP does have control of all of Congress and the White House. President-elect Donald Trump's pick for Attorney General, staunch loyalist Matt Gaetz, a former Florida congressman, if confirmed, he would lead the Department of Justice, which for years led an investigation into Gaetz for alleged sex trafficking. That investigation has since been dropped. For Director of National Intelligence, Trump has chosen former Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard, who left the Democratic Party and became another loyal Trump supporter. The new attorney general in Los Angeles County, California, not as willing to release the Menendez brothers based on new evidence.
There will be no cloud over whatever decision I do, because I will spend the time to thoroughly review the facts and the law.
Nathan Hochman, the brothers killed their parents in 1989, but the outgoing DA has been pushing for them to get out of prison. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Sunday, November 24th from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., Cub Scout Pack 551 is hosting a spaghetti dinner fundraiser at Lena's Northern Pines Resort. Be sure to stop on by and support them and enjoy a delicious meal. Once again, this is happening Sunday, November 24th from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. at North 16243 Lakeshore Drive in Butternut. The University of Wisconsin is officially down a coach. Stuart Waddles has more.
Former NFL coach Jack Del Rio's brief tenure with the University of Wisconsin has come to an end after a drunk driving incident. Del Rio, who joined the Badgers staff as a senior advisor earlier this year, was arrested Friday night after allegedly crashing into a sign and fence before leaving his car in someone's yard. The university announced Del Rio's resignation yesterday.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Bucks win a thriller. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks were down by 18, but came roaring back to force overtime on the way to a 127-120 win over the Pistons last night in Milwaukee. The Bucks were shorthanded. Doc Rivers.
No Dame, no Chris Middleton, no Bobby Portis. So we're down to one living point guard on our team.
Giannis finished the night with 59 points and talked about what he told the younger players filling in.
You know, don't take these moments for granted. It's easy for me to kind of fold and say, oh, guys are out. But no. We at the end of the day, you are here to do a job, which is compete.
NFL, the Packers face the Bears in Chicago Sunday. I asked Lucas Van Ness, who's going to replace Preston Smith on defense after he was traded to the Steelers.
Regardless who's here, it's always been a next up mentality. Whether it's myself, Mosby, Cox, JJ, we're all ready just to kind of fill in and help where we can. And that still stays the same.
That's Packers defensive end Lucas Van Ness with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We've got Pete from Wheelway on the line with us. Pete, we've got an after-the-sale event going on. Tell us what's happening at Wheelway there.
Well, I'll tell you what. We don't have much selection left. We have less than 15 units that are looking for a home right now, and they're all marked down to sell.
All right. Give us just a quick example of what you got in the lot people might stop by and see there.
We have a 2016 Minn Town & Country minivan for $6,000. We have a Malibu for $8,000. We have all these vehicles are priced down to sell. You ain't going to be able to find a cheaper price for a vehicle right now.
All right. They better hurry. Get to the lot quick and check out the savings there. They can always give you a call if they have any questions, if they're busy, right?
Absolutely. Give us a call. 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
All right. Selection limited, but prices are fantastic. So check it out at Wheelway. All right. Wheelway, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, Wisconsin, right on Highway 13 there in Fifield.
Heckman Auction and Estate Sales presents the Mario Barbera Online Auction at 211 Maple Street in Hurley, Wisconsin. Online bidding is live now and ends on Sunday, November 17th at 7 p.m. Preview in person on Saturday, November 16th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Barbera Residence on Maple Street in Hurley. Nearly 300 lots, including slabbed coins, collectible currency, and two like-new mobility scooters. A four-wheel travel 1,000-watt scooter with just 7 miles and a Baja 300 scooter with 72. Visit HeckmanAuction.com and download the free app, Heckman Auctions. Heck yeah!
Looking for top quality meats and more? Visit The Butcher and The Baker, just 1.5 miles up North River Road, past Palmquist Farms in Brantwood, Wisconsin. They offer a huge selection of beef, pork, chicken, fish, deli sandwiches, and frozen steak sandwiches. Don't miss their gift shop stocked with local treats, apparel, and more. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Check out their bundle deals and wild game processing. Follow them on Facebook for special events.
Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
All right, every Thursday morning, we get you updated what's going on with our Shawamigan School District. We've got our district administrator, Kyle Cronin, in here. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Joel.
We are looking forward to some warm weather today. They're talking maybe some snow, though, next week for you. So,
well, you know, we just had a little conversation about getting the ice rink set up.
Yeah.
It's obviously going to be warm today because we talked about getting the ice rink set up.
Yeah, it's a good day. It's like putting the Christmas lights up. You want to pick that warm day, right?
You want to pick the warm day.
Yeah, so, make it a good experience.
So, yeah, we're already talking about that. So,
okay.
A few things going on at school right now. We are looking for a second shift custodian. That'd be a full-time position, full-time bus driver. We've got middle school assistant wrestling, middle school assistant track. We got some, obviously, always needing substitutes for any of our positions, teachers and paraprofessional aides and bus drivers and cooks. So,
all right.
The Leo Club Learn to Connect date, the next one is coming up next week on the 21st. So our Leo Club on November 21, the Learn to Connect program that they are sponsoring again this year, learning about technology, all things technology. Our girls basketball and hockey are underway. If anybody's interested, there's still certainly time to go out for those sports. Boys basketball and wrestling start on Monday with practices. Again, physical forms and things just need to be turned into the office. Hey, we decided we're going to give the kids a few days off, Joel, coming up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They've been good enough to do that, huh?
Yeah, we decided Saturday and Sunday this weekend we're going to give them off.
Sure,
actually, we got November 27th through November 29th, our Thanksgiving Thanksgiving break time, a couple extra days that week.
Yeah, you're not making any friends, you know, out there by doing that. You know, kids are like, really, Mr. Cronin? Really?
So we get a middle school dance on Friday. Kids will be happy about that.
Yes, yes, yes.
See, then because I'm giving them Saturday off.
There you go. There you go.
They can rest. Mm-hmm. So we got middle school dance coming up. That's always a lot of fun for the kids. We've got our 7th and 8th grade boys basketball tournament in Phillips on Saturday as well, starting at 10 a.m. Middle school is going to sponsor Autumn Cunninger, who will be a career presenter coming in on the November 19th to share her experience about being a Marine.
Okay,
we're proud to have our military and our veterans coming in. Speaking of veterans, we had Veterans Day program on Monday. What a great program. The kids did a wonderful job with their speaking. We have patriotic speeches, poetry. We had our band and choir. So just a great time. We had a lot of area veterans in and quite a few community members. So nice. We're looking forward to doing that again next year.
Okay.
Middle school boys basketball is at MHLT on Tuesday and North Lakeland on Thursday of next week. And at AVW, that's my alma mater, by
Arbor Vita Woodruff, yeah.
Arbor Vita Woodruff. Are we mm-hmm. to our Muskies? Oh,
the Muskies, be? Yeah, that's right.
The Muskies.
Oh, I love that nickname.
So,
yeah.
So Monday, November 25th at 4:15.
We'll get you to sing the full song here someday.
We have a couple of girls events happening. Our girls varsity basketball will be taking on Winter on the 18th. And on the 19th over at Mercer, so Winter at home on the 18th, Mercer at Mercer on the 19th, and on the 21st at Rib Lake. So a few things starting up for the sports coming up.
Both of those girls' games we'll have on the radio.
So, awesome. Yeah. Yep. Excellent. And let's see here. It's starting to get to be the busy time of year, Joel. Again, I felt like we had like about a week.
Practice time.
We had about a week. Yeah. Final couple of thoughts. We have our Madrigal dinner coming up that first full weekend in December.
Okay.
And tickets are available in the high school office. I believe there are some still available. Those performances are Saturday and Sunday evening.
A lot of preparation going on for that.
A lot of preparation going on for that. We'll next week start talking about all our winter concerts. So, hey, thank you for the time, Joel.
You bet. Thank you, Kyle.
Yep.
Kyle Cronin, our district administrator, updates us. You can check out the website, csdk12.net, for all kinds of information on what's going on at the Shawamigan School. Our Deer Hunters Roundup is back again for another big year, starting a week from Saturday. Our sponsors already moving in here, Medford Motors, Forward Bank, Seed and Feed in Fifield, Ron Ernst Lumber, along with Jen's Butternut Cafe and Baroka Wreaths and Village Pit Stop. So Deer Hunters Roundup beginning the first day of the gun deer season on Saturday, November the 23rd.
After raising the kids, having weddings, and getting them settled, my wife and I prepared to spend our very first Christmas alone. They were all at the in-laws this year, so we watched old videos of them growing up, went to bed early, and Christmas morning my wife said, "Let's never do that again."
We're on our own again this year, but we're actually looking forward to it because we rented a private vacation home in Alexandria, Minnesota. Lakes, shopping, restaurants, and new memories.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Vroom, vroom, vroom. Rev up your engines and save big at D&D Tire and Auto Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Attention, first-time customers. Enjoy exclusive discounts, $25 off any repair or maintenance of $100 or more, $50 off with a $250 expenditure, and $100 off repairs $750 or more. And that's not all. Get complimentary fuel treatment with every oil change service while supplies last. Visit them on Highway 13 and Park Falls for worry-free fall-color drives. D&D Tire and Auto Center, your one-stop for savings and service.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be partly to mostly cloudy today with a high of 49 this afternoon. The wind will be light out of the north. Tonight, 31. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 50. We'll have clouds and a few sprinkles as we head into Saturday, Sunday with highs in the upper 40s to low 50s both days. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
98Q Country.
She wants to get married. She wants it perfect. She wants her granddaddy preaching the service. She wants magnolias out in the country. Not too many people save her daddy some money. Ooh, she got it all planned out. Yeah, I can see it all right now. I'll wear my black suit, black tie. Hiding out in the back, doing a strong shot of whiskey straight at the flask. I try to make it through without crying so nobody sees. Yes, you wanna get married. Yes, she gonna get married. She ain't gonna marry me.
Thomas Rhett at 98Q Country.
Whoa.
All right, so yesterday we had Reality Radio, Big G was in, Lena was in, and we did a little giveaway yesterday, and we have yet to give that away, and you still got a couple moments to do that if you want to. We put a post on our 98Q Facebook page that said, Joel, if he finds it, Joel, it asked, what do you think Big G's favorite Thanksgiving meal is? So let's see. The actual post says, what do you think Big G's favorite Thanksgiving food is? Answer to have a chance to win a $40 gift certificate to Lena's Northern Pines. And we've had the most overwhelming response I think we've ever had to any post, with over like 170 comments. And anytime you do that, you always get the dummies in there that are trying to do a scam or whatever. Make your comment. We'll announce the winner coming up at 8:30. There were a couple comments made on a couple of the posts saying that you're a winner. Click here. No, that's not. It's the morning show. We will announce the winner coming up at 8:30. So we apologize. Anytime you do one of these contests on Facebook, you always get the scammers in there. They're always. So just make your comment. We'll let you know if you won. We'll select randomly from all the entries. But again, 172 comments on there now. Some of them implying that Big G's favorite Thanksgiving food is pretty much whatever you put out there. Turkey, glazed ham, cranberries, what else? Homemade stuffing. Well, that sounds wonderful. Sweet potatoes. We covered it all. Squash. Somebody put green beans in there. That's just weird. We don't need to get healthy. Pumpkin pie, a good one. Anything all you can eat, I think, is pretty much, Big G will admit. So we're having a lot of fun with this. If you want to comment on that 98Q post and have a chance to win the $40 Lena certificate, we will announce, ignore any other, if someone comments on it that you won or something, just ignore it, okay? It's just the internet. We'll announce the winner on the air coming up this morning at about 8:30.
Oh, no. My phone.
Hear that? It's the sound of a skater dropping her phone and smashing it on the ice. Yep, it's definitely broken. But at Verizon, we got you. Black Friday starts now. Trade in any phone, any condition from one of our top brands and get a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus on Unlimited Ultimate and Watch 7 and Tab S9 FE 5G. That's up to $1,900 in value. So you'll save big on three great gifts. Hurry into Verizon this Black Friday. Service plan required for watch and tablet. Up to $1,900 value based on phone, watch, and tablet. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
People just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you know to check that your seats aren't in the visitor section first before buying tickets.
I'm so excited for this game. I can't believe you got us tickets.
Me too. Wait, are we on the wrong side?
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
This is going to be a long game.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and an answer to the question, how often should I take my car in to get it serviced? As somebody who's worked on cars and knows a little bit about them, I admit that my instincts here are 100% wrong. I always want to say, oh, I'll just know when it's time. I'll feel it. But that's pretty hard to make a plan or a budget around. And my husband has made an honest car owner out of me by scheduling our maintenance on the calendar according to the book that everybody has and nobody reads, the manual in your glove compartment. Yep, even the motorheads over at cartalk.com. Remember that old Car Talk radio show that was one of my favorites, you know, with Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers? They say that taking your car in on the schedule dictated by the people who made it is the best way to keep it in shape. So grab that manual. And if you want more tips on saving, head over to workmoney.org. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
98Q Country.
This is where it ends. I've been down a few broken roads that I'm trying to mend. But this is where it ends, and I'm breaking down. You were lying when you said that you were trying to work things out, but now I'm broken down. Went to battle for you always, fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. And like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down on all of your lies. I got too much pride to let
So this is where it ends. Had to bury all your memories. Couldn't see what everybody sees. A red flag said I should have walked out that door. Went to battle for you always. Fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. And like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down on all of your lies. I got too much pride to let that happen again. So this is where it showed me what true love should it be. I found myself the second I gave up on us. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. Like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down. I know that you're this is where it ends.
Oh my gosh.
Wake up.
It's a great day to be alive.
Time to shine.
98Q Country.
Phone rings, baby cries, TV diet guru lies. Good morning, honey. Go to work, make up, try to keep the balance up between love and money. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's trying to make it in her daddy's world. She's an American girl, an American girl. Slow dance, second chance, mama needs romance and a living maid. Fix the sink, mow the yard, really isn't all that hard if you get paid. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's trying to make it in her daddy's world. An American girl, an American girl. Well, she's got
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another Trump pick for a top job in his new administration. It surprised a lot of people. ABC's Rachel Scott with more.
Donald Trump's pick for attorney general, sending shockwaves through Washington. The president-elect nominating Republican firebrand and staunch loyalist Matt Gaetz to one of the most influential jobs in his cabinet.
He's a great, really a great person, and he's on the controversial side, but that's not bad.
If confirmed, Gaetz would lead the Department of Justice, which for years also led an investigation into Gaetz for alleged obstruction of justice and for alleged sex trafficking.
The House Ethics Committee was also looking into those allegations of sex trafficking against Matt Gaetz, but now that he has resigned his Florida seat, that investigation has been dropped. Wildfires continue to burn in the Northeast. There have been hundreds of